Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, a blood inside of my body, the life inside of my body, crossing us over many bridges, you bring me to happier days. Everywhere I go, follow me. Follow me everywhere I go.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio, KEIFM.com. And this program is Kingdom Key, Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. How are you doing today? Hope you are doing great. We are here, and I'm going to talk about just some few words, then we'll go into prayer. So I have titled it, Let Us Pray. And when you see some of those programs, it's just a little bit of talking, then praying. Hallelujah. So I sense in my spirit that we need to start praying. So we need to start praying, every one of us. You pray for us, and we are also praying for you. We will never stop praying until Jesus comes. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said, men ought to pray and not faint. Instead of complaining, talking there, here and there, let's just pray. Hallelujah. Father, let's just go ahead now and start. Father, we give you glory and we give you honor today. We bless you. We give you glory. We thank you for your help.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are so grateful, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for everything, Lord. You are the beginning and you are the end, and we are so grateful. Who is like unto thee among the gods? Oh, let your glory reign in us, oh God. Let your glory, glory, glory reign in us everywhere in our homes, almighty God. Oh, let the glory of God reign in our workplace, almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Your glory, your glorious power, your glory is everything that we ever could need in such a time like this. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We give you glory and give you honor. Oh, let your glory come down. Let your glory fill us, oh God. Oh, help us, oh God. Let us be the station of the glory, almighty God. King of glory, we are so grateful. We are so grateful, mighty God, the King of glory, because in you, in your presence, we have everything. In your presence, we are powerful. In your presence, nothing can touch us, oh God. We are under the banner. We are under the shadow of the living God. In your glory, there's healing. In your glory, there's deliverance. In your glory, there's power. Hallelujah. There's hope in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because you are faithful and true and in the righteousness. Hallelujah. Revelation 19:12. Look, his eyes were like a fiery flame, and on his head were many crowns. And that's our God. And he had a name written that no one except himself. He wore a robe stained with blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Hallelujah. We brand this career. His eyes are fiery. Rabra Shanda Kariya in us, oh God, with you in your presence, with your glory, nothing can touch us, oh God. We are surrounded, we are built up fire around us, oh God. It doesn't matter what we are going through. If you have lost a job, if your kids are in drugs, almighty God, or you have lost your home, it doesn't matter. His eyes are fiery. Hallelujah. And that's the God. He's faithful and true. Hallelujah. And in righteousness, oh God, just stay with him. Oh. Learn how to pray. Learn how to stay in shade. Oh, stay under his shade, oh God. Go with him. He wants to take you to the mountains. He wants you to be his partners, almighty God. This morning is a wonderful day. I don't matter what we are going through, he is God. He judges and makes war to our enemies, almighty God, and nothing will touch us because we are in his glory. Ask his glory to surround you. Become a station of his glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are so thankful, mighty God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we are praying, and I just wanted to share this. Then we will continue. I wanted to share first Book of Timothy, chapter 2. And I want to read from verse 1 to 3. First Book of Timothy, chapter 2, from verse 1 to 3. Okay? So I'm going to read right away. He said, therefore, I exhort first of all, occasion, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Verse 2 says, say for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Verse 3, he said, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Clear here, and the verses I just read, that the Lord wants us to pray for all men. Whether you are a priest or a king or a president or anyone, say we need to pray for all men, you included, myself also included. Everyone in authority are also included. Anybody in the government, any leader, wherever they are all included. It says, so that we may live a quiet and peaceable life, so that they will be able to rule well and will be able to live in a peaceful atmosphere. Can you imagine what is already going on in some sessions in California? I've heard that they are saying that they don't want to hear Christians praying in the spirit or singing in their synagogue, in their church. They don't want it to they don't want to be going on. Can you imagine what law they are up in those areas? So this is what I'm saying, that we need to keep praying, and as we keep praying, we need to, as Christians, body of Christ, real Christians who are really so hard for Christ, we need to stand for election. We need to be elected into these offices. Because if we just say we are not part of the world, and we allow these vacant places to be occupied by these crazy guys, they will enact laws, and this is the result of what they will say. I say, I don't want you to even pray in your house. I don't want you to see that Bible. I don't want you to even go out to church. And that's it. So we need to pray. And as we pray, we also need to stand for what? Election. And also vote for people who have God's character and nature in their life, to be able to rule well and be able to govern well with all godliness and reverence. That's what he's saying here. So we have a responsibility. Our responsibility is so great. One of the responsibilities I'm seeing here is that we have to pray for all men. Not only that we have to pray for all men, we also need to stand, and we also need to vote. What? Vote. Hallelujah. So we are going to continue our prayer. Now, I want you to recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, 1 Corinthians. Excuse me. You know, in the first book of Corinthians, chapter 12, from verse 3, so it's only by the Spirit of God that we are able to say that Jesus Christ will not be a curse. It is only by Jesus Christ we can recognize, by the Holy Spirit we can recognize that Jesus is Lord and our Savior. So, and the same Holy Spirit in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, that he will make intercession for you and I with groaning that cannot be uttered. Because sometimes we pray, we don't know how to pray. Sometimes we pray for things with it's not in his will. So we are going to ask ourselves now that when we pray, let the Holy Spirit take over with groaning, which cannot be what? Uttered. And that translates me to the place where I'll talk about the tongues. Now, I don't know whether you saw at the beginning we're speaking in tongues. Well, if you don't know how to speak in tongues, don't worry. Okay? Speak in the language you can speak on, speak with, speak English, or speak your dialect, whichever language is okay. But it's your heart. Okay? So if you can sing, sing. Whatever you can do, do. If you can run around, weep, it's the Spirit of God will tell you what to do. Okay? So don't copy. Don't copy me. Don't copy anybody. But the Spirit of God will touch your heart and you will do what is appropriate, what He tells you to do. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We bless you. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus, we repent. In the name of Jesus, we ask for your mercy. We ask for your forgiveness. Father, your mercy is new every morning. Great is the faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the cross. We thank you for the blood shed on the cross. We thank you for men and women today. We thank you for our brothers, our sisters today. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we commit our brothers, our sisters into your hands right now. Wherever they may be, different parts of the world, you know their situation. In the name of Jesus, there is no situation as impossible unto you, my Lord, my God. Every impossible situation is possible unto you. Every impossible situation to man is possible to you. In the name of Jesus, you created the heavens and the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, O God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Arama, in Aikarama, Runde, Keremama, in Arama, Runde, Keremama, Sakarama, Yokoromo, in Ereme, Runde, Karama, Karama, Kereme. Thank you for your goodness, my Lord, my God. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness, my Lord, my God. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us. Forgive me, O God, for all that I have talked about that is not right, all that I have thought about that does not bless you, Lord, that I have looked, all that I have seen, that you will not see, you will not glory. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your mercy today. Thank you for your forgiveness today. We worship you, we bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You are one, you are one. There is none like you, mighty God. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you, hallelujah. You are the great, the I am, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shake it, take it in there. Father, as we come this morning, we give you glory. The glory belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that, Almighty God, that you open my heart. That my heart will be open, that I will receive your love, that I will know your love. And even as we are praying, I pray for each and every one also, that in the name of Jesus, that their hearts will be open, that their hearts will be open. They will know the kind of manner of love that you have for us. And you are the same God who promises us that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Even when the troubles come, you say you will go through the troubles with us, oh God. Oh, mighty God, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to live in your presence, oh mighty God, because it's the only place that will help us. It is the only place that will heal us. It's the only place that will give us the wisdom. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us to invest our life in you, mighty God. Hallelujah. People are investing in this world, but we want to invest our life in you, mighty God. We invest in you. We want to invest in you, almighty God, our life in the name of Jesus. Anything that is invested in you will never be a loss. will never be a loss. We'll never lose. Is never shukurianda. Hallelujah. Help us to be obedient. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Instead of getting into trouble, my God, let us hear your word and do what the word says. In the name of Jesus, we shall invest our lives. We shall invest in our lives. Ecclesiastes says, 11, send your bread to the surface of the waters. So for after many days, you may find it. Give a portion to 7 or 7 to 8. Oh, for you don't know what disaster may happen on this earth. Invest in your God. Invest in your God. Send their bread on the surface of the waters. For so, after many days, you may find it. Give a portion to 7 or even to 8. For you don't know what disaster may happen on the earth. If the clouds are full, they will pour out rain on the earth. Hallelujah. If you have planted good seeds, oh God, no matter what is going around us, you will be protected in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Invest in your God. Invest your time in your God. You love your God. Open your heart to your God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Invest your life. Invest your life in God. You will never lose. That blood that he shed for us is what you are investing in. And it will never, never lose its power. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever is going around us, whatever people are making their plans, like in Psalms, let me read Psalms. Psalms 2. He says, who do the nations rebel and the people plot in vain? We have heard in California what they are saying. Even I heard our spiritual children in Uganda, the pastors, every time they go to rent a place, they tell them, oh, we don't want Christians to pray, they make noise. So it's all over the world. They are mocking us. But he says in Psalms chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 2, the kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers conspire together against the Lord and his anointed ones. You see it in the Bible. Don't give up. Don't quit. Let us tear off their chains and free ourselves from their restraint. Then the one, number 4, that's where I'm going. The one enthroned in heaven loves. The Lord ridicules them. Then he speaks to them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath. I have consecrated my king on Zion, my holy mountain. Invest your life in God. He knows what is going around you. Those who are mocking you, those who are fighting you, loss of job, your children are going crazy. Your husband is going crazy. Your wife is going crazy. Invest your life in God. You will never lose. You don't know what is going to happen next. We didn't know about this COVID, but Lord, if you invited you invest in God, you will not have no fear. The Bible says he has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. We are covered. We are safe in his wings. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
In Arama, your own day, Karama, my Kerema, Tarama, your own
day.
But your word said, come unto me, all ye that labor and am heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We are coming to you this morning in the name of Jesus. We come to you, O God, but because we are your new, we are your children in the name of Jesus. We are your new creature. In the name of Jesus, all things have passed away. In the name of Jesus, all things have become new. In the name of Jesus, all our lives have turned around our lives. In the name of Jesus, in Aramaina, Karamama, Karamama, Kereme, Jehovah, turn my life around. Jehovah turn my life around. He make a way when there's no way. Jehovah has a final say. Jehovah turn my life around. Turn my life around. He makes a way when there's no way. Jehovah has a final say. Who has a final say? Jehovah has a final say. Father, you have the final say. They may have said that we have COVID-19 positive. They may have said we have this, we have that. We have all kinds of infirmities, all kinds of diseases, all kinds of sicknesses, but you are the one with the final say. I know you are going to turn it around in the name of Jesus. For you said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest. We will find rest in our soul in the name of Jesus. For your yoke is easy and your burden is light. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you this morning. We commit our brothers and sisters before you. We pray for a change in the body. We pray for a change in the soul. In the name of Jesus, a new creature. In the name of Jesus, old nature is taken away. In the name of Jesus, all things have become new. In the name of Jesus, old sickness have taken away. In the name of Jesus, behold, all things have become new. In the name of Jesus, every struggle have been taken away. Behold, all things have become new. All struggles, all lack, all defeat, all failure. In the name of Jesus, all barrenness have been taken away. In the name of Jesus, behold, all things have become new. In the name of Jesus, COVID-19 has been taken away. Behold, all things have become new. In the name of Jesus Christ. Inarama inai koromo ekerema mai karama mai koromo. Inarama yurunde karama yurunde tereme. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Thank you, Lord, that you are in us. We are not alone, for you have declared you will never leave us nor forsake us. We worship you this morning. In the name of Jesus, in Arama, in Aikarama, Ronde Kerime, in Arama, in Aikarama, Ronde Kerime, Koromo. I have 3 more minutes remaining. Let's pray for the nations. Father, we lift the nations before you. The nations are just afraid of this coronavirus, COVID-19. Whatever nations you are, lift your nations before him now. Lift your communities, the countries where you come from. Lift them before God right now. Lift every man, every woman in your neighborhood into the hands of God right now. In the name of Jesus, pray for God to intervene in the nations.
Oh, Almighty God, there's no one we can call in except you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are calling on your fire. We are calling you to build a wall of fire over your nations, Almighty God, over your people. Build a wall of fire on each and everyone around us, our children, our friends, our workplace. Right now, we are building wall of fire, wall of fire, wall of fire of the living God, the mighty God. The power will never lose its power. Level we deep and each and everyone in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that will never lose its power. Right now we apply it on our homes, on our properties, on our lives, in the mighty God of our leadership. So mighty God, let them judge righteous, so mighty God. Hallelujah, Lebo Shindekiria, the blood of Jesus has power. Remember the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power in that time like this. That's why he died on that cross. He was not just dying, but blood of Jesus was shed. is our protection. The Kalaboshekirianda, the blood of Jesus, surround your people, surround your children, surround the offices, surround the nation, surround the president, surround his leadership. Mighty God, surround the judges. Let the fear of God reign in our nations, oh God. The fear of God, let it reign in our nations. The fear of God, hallelujah. Rebrand the Shekeyela, Bosekiria. There's no fear. We have the power. We have the authority because our Father has given it to us and he's coming back to reign. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. I will never lose his power. Surround it, drink it, put it in your head, put it in your house, on your household, put it on your animals, put it on your children, and the power will never lose its power. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. We are this becoming the station of the glory, mighty God. Make us your stations on the level Shekitekiria. I desire to become your station of your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Lindekiria, that's your desire. That's your joy for us. You said we shall do even greater. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the glory of God come on this earth, come on this nation, almighty God, the fear of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Inarama yoronye kerema ma koromo inarama yoronye koroma ma sakarama. Keep on praying and we see you, we love you, we see you next time. God bless you.